and someone who has taught me a lot about how to love Jesus in a new way, got on an airplane just a couple days ago, and she flew here to be with us. Sarah Jewell would not have known that when she preached a series of sermons called Alphabet of Faith in the middle of COVID as a lay worship leader in her Nova Scotia small community, that her words would find their way to us. And not only us, but six other churches have been using her words connected with scripture to help us deepen in faith. She's the author of two published collections of essays for adults and a children's picture book. And she's been a freelance writer since 1994, and many of you will know her as a columnist with the United Church Observer for 10 years. And her articles and columns have appeared in newspapers and magazines across Canada, most frequently in Saltscapes and Broadview. She's a licensed worship leader in the United Church of Canada, and she also spends her day substitute elementary school teaching, which we know is not easy. Born and raised in Ontario, Sarah has lived in rural Nova Scotia the past 16 years, and her book, Alphabet of Faith, recently won silver in the category of Christian Living for the 2023 Illumination Book Awards. We do not need you to be awarded. We hope today that you will know how grateful we are for the ways that your work has helped us to follow Jesus. The adrenaline shakes as I try to take a drink of water. And we call it adrenaline, but surely it must be the Holy Spirit that speeds up the heart so you really know you are alive when you get to come and speak in front of people who now have faces and warm welcomes. And you can't see it, but I am wearing red shoes because I do know it's Pentecost Sunday and the red's very important. And before I begin my message, as a way, in part, to get my heart rate a little lower, I want to express my gratitude. Thank you for taking this journey through the Alphabet of Faith this year. Thank you for selecting my little book, Alphabet of Faith, for your 26th Sunday study of faith, ethics, and spirituality, of doubt and acceptance and rest and unity, for deciding that the world needs more Jesus. So you put more Jesus into your worship, your study, and your lives. You have no idea what it means to an obscure writer living in rural Nova Scotia, and not even the cool rural Nova Scotia like the Eastern Shore or the South Shore. I'm up in the cold North Shore, cold and windy North Shore. You don't know what it means to have her book chosen, a book that came as the result of her work as a lay worship leader, and I've since become licensed, the work she came to by accident, but we know there really are no accidents when the Spirit is involved, right? And this is a book that has made her, as in me, believe I might actually be doing the work that I've been resisting most of my life. And here I am with you today talking about yes, the ultimate anti-resistance word. The irony is not lost on me. Pentecost Sunday and yes go together perfectly. So let's get to it. Earlier this year, I read a memoir called Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story. It's written by Bono, the lead singer of the rock group U2, a group that has been together for 40 years. They released their first 7 albums in the 80s, when I was in high school, giving us great songs like I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, With or Without You, Pride in the Name of Love, I got some heads nodding, yeah, and the songs are going through your head, and Desire. You may stop nodding in a minute, because although I can sing along with their songs, I have to admit I wasn't really into U2 when I was a teenager. My go-to British punk band was The Police, with lead singer Sting. But, a few years ago, a friend mentioned that Bono had done some interviews about the Psalms. You know, rock star talking about the Psalms, really?
And when I was searching for quotes for each of the piece that begins the just a minute, we're looking for quotes that you know begin each of the pieces in my book. And I found something that Bono said that suited H is for house. I became intrigued. Quote got me thinking that Bono had a feel for social justice. And that's the reason I read his memoir. I wanted to know more. How could I have gone 40 years without knowing the lead singer of one of the most famous rock groups in the world believes the world needs more Jesus, who says songs are his prayers? So now I refer to that book as The Gospel According to Bono. I dog-eared page 48, where Bono wrote, "I took Jesus with me everywhere, and I still do. I never left Jesus out of the most banal or profane actions of my life." He also wrote, "If I was in a cafe right now and someone said, 'Stand up if you're ready to give your life to Jesus,' I'd be the first to my feet." Wow, that is a pretty big yes. How many of you would do the same? Be the first to your feet if asked, "Are you ready to follow Jesus right now?" What does it take to say yes to Jesus, to love, to justice, to mercy, to peace? It takes surrender. Bono wrote, "It's an extraordinary thing, the moment of surrender." Here's the thing about surrender. It's not about giving up. It's not waving the white flag. It's not capitulating or chickening out or bailing. Surrender is about giving in. It's about yielding, submitting, accepting. It's about taking on someone or something. It's about saying yes. You stop resisting and say yes. You stop finding reasons to say no and just say yes. Yes to doing the right thing, even when it's hard. Yes to loving your neighbor, even when they're rude. Yes to being vocal about who you love, who you support, who is welcome in your life, in your home, in your church. Since Pentecost is celebrated as the birthday of the church, let's talk about church for a moment. Because this event, Pentecost, this festival, is all about the Holy Spirit. From the opening of chapter 2 in the book of Acts, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. In our reading this morning, we heard how Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection, greeted them with peace as a way of reassurance, then breathed the Holy Spirit into them. And going back a little further, that great line from the story of meeting Jesus on the road to Emmaus, "Were our hearts not burning inside us?" American pastor Reverend Dr. Rachel Keefe has this to say about all of that. "We think the Spirit is with us when we feel good. We choose not to remember the unsettling capacity of the Spirit to discomfort the comfortable and lead us to places we would not go on our own." So think about your own faith journey. Is it a wild and crazy ride? Or, as you sit here in this familiar space, in what might be your regular pew, Are you very comfortable and sure of your spot? When habit and ritual become by rote, without thinking or feeling, noticing or reacting, when the comfort zone becomes so comfortable, there's no room to grow or expand, that's when we need someone with enthusiasm, with passion, with a burning heart to come in and shake things up. But what if no one says yes to the shakeup? It's safe to say the church, generally speaking, is not a big fan of change, of doing things differently, of opening up to new ideas. For some reason, we have a hard time saying yes to Jesus and what he'd like us to do. We say, well, it's my turn to host the fellowship hour after worship, so. And we say, the worship services for the next 2 months are already planned. We also say things like, we haven't seen you in church in a while. And, you know, we have a really nice nursery where you and your baby could stay during worship. And the big one, which you will all recognize, this is the way we've always done it. But really, if someone said, stand up if you're ready to give your life to Jesus, wouldn't each one of you stand right up and say yes? Wouldn't I resist the urge to sit down? This should be a no-brainer. It's the whole reason we're here, isn't it? Why do we hold back? What are we afraid of? Now, I'm asking a lot of questions. So did Jesus. By one count, Jesus asked 305 questions in those books that take about that much space in the Bible. 305 questions. Questions like, who do you say I am? Do you want to get well? Why did you doubt? Why are you afraid? Of course, Jesus being Jesus, he didn't ask yes or no questions, but everything Jesus asks of us can be answered not with words, but with action, with love, with kindness, mercy, justice, compassion, fairness, equity, hospitality, acceptance, inclusion, with food for body and spirit, with bread and wine for community and connection, with welcome and wonder, and what if? So Pentecost is really the beginning of the journey of saying yes to being led to places we would not go on our own. We need to go with Jesus. Were our hearts not burning inside us? Yes. And what happened with those burning hearts? They kept burning. Fueled by the Holy Spirit, that fire kept growing. That fire that burns inside each one of us has always burned and will always burn to do love, to do kindness, to do justice, to be Jesus in the world today, in a world that needs more Jesus, a world that needs more love, more mercy, more justice. That fire kept growing until it burst out our heads. Welcome to Pentecost Sunday. There are flames shooting out each one of our heads because we can no longer contain what is in our hearts. It can no longer be hidden. We are ready to stand up and give our lives to Jesus, to give the world more Jesus. And all that means, in case you're getting a little twitchy and uncomfortable, all that means is when Jesus says, love one another, we say yes. When Jesus says, treat others the way you want to be treated, we say yes. When Jesus says, love your enemies, we say yes. When Jesus says, you are the light of the world, we say yes. When Jesus says, turn the other cheek, give up your coat as well, go another mile, help your neighbor, we say yes. When Jesus says, seek, knock, ask, pray, forgive, take the hard road, wash feet, break bread, build a bigger table, say it with me, we say yes. Thought maybe you'd know how to follow along with that one. We say yes to places that take us out of our comfort zone. But where the law of love shows us the way, don't doubt that law of love. Love God. Love your neighbors. Love your enemies. Love as I loved. To be a follower of Jesus means to be transformed by grace and empowered by Spirit. The creative, abundant, unstoppable, unquenchable Spirit, the fuel to the fire in our burning hearts, for the flames lighting our minds on fire. And what are we going to do with all that energy? Are we going to be afraid? Are we going to hesitate, overthink, hide? Or are we going to say yes, even if, and perhaps especially if, it's going to take us to places we would not go on our own, but where Jesus wants us to go, where we need to be? Because, according to the Gospel of Bono, love is bigger than anything in its way. May these words be wisdom for our living. Amen.